Shalom Boker Tov. Let's take the page Kuf Chavav 126, right, just for to review, because it is extremely important to understand the concept going from Olam Atzilut to Olam Bria. Understanding that Olam Atzilut is the Koma of Olam Atzilut is Bichinat Gimel. That means Chokhmah. And that's the Chokhmah that he says, Hakol B'Chokhmah Asita. That means Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut, they have all Chokhmah. All, including Malchut of Atzilut, all have Or Chokhmah. Because right now, Or Ein Sof is really coming to the Matzu. This Chokhmah is coming to create what? Olam Atzilut comes to create what? To Tikkun, the concept of Olam Nikudim Shel Sag, of Olam Kadmon. But we are not discussing that point. Because that's Olam Atzilut is really was created in order to make a certain tikkun. And what was the tikkun? The tikkun was on the Zayin Tachtonim of Sag, which means the Mem Hei and Ben of Adam Kadmon. Mem Hei and Ben. There are five parts of him. Galgalta, Ein Bet, Sag, Mem Hei, Ben. Those are five parts of him, Olam Kadmon. The Mem Hei and Ben, they are located in the portion of Nekudim of Sag. That means when Sag went through the aspect of the Nekudim, there was a Shevira. We said this concept, this Shevira, was what came to create Olam Atzilut, the idea, in order to, from Olam Atzilut, to create a Bria that will correct in Pe'ula, in action, that seven Sefirot or seven Ke'ilim that were broken originally were in Adam Kadmon. Now that's essentially that Atzilut is. But what Atzilut is, Eser Sefirot and Hakol B'Chokhmah Asita. Now, we said that in this point, original point, Zerampin V'Malchut, if we are talking about Zayin Tachtonim, we are talking about what only Tikkun of, not Chokhmah Bin Adat, because they are Gimel Rishonim, they are Gar, but Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. The problem is where? In the Zayin Tachtonim. So that means Zerampin V'Malchut. The whole Tikkun is only on Zerampin and Malchut. Now, which we call Zayin Tachtonim, the lower seven. Originally, Zerampin V'Malchut, they received the light of Sag, Bina, Koma Bina. Koma Bichinat, Bet. Both of them. Malchut received, that means Malchut had Vav Ketzavot, because we are talking about only Zayin Tachtonim. Zayin Tachtonim means Vav Ketzavot as Zerampin, and the Malchut. That's Zerampin and Malchut. Everywhere. Zerampin is consist of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut.
No, you say originally it received from Bina.
Zerampin. Zerampin received his light.
And Malchut
received from Bina the light of Bina. Both of them received. That means Bina was Keter to both of them. Look at it like this. Bina was the Keter, the source, the cause of giving light both to Zerampin and the Malchut. The same thing, the light of Bina.
Isn't that interesting? Because one has everything, but Bina is the one, the source of the energy.
Bina is, because why we say Bina? Because Bina is Olam, Bria is the Bichinat Bet.
Right.
And who created this Bria? Atzilut.
Right. And at that point was where all the other Olamim emanated, or?
No.
No.
Because then Yetzirah has to emanate from Bria. Came, he said, look, first I need to form things before I can do it. So he created a Yetzirah, and then Yetzirah said, okay, in order to do this is what we are, and that's, you got Olam Asiya, and the Olam Asiya said, in order what you want me to do, idea, Atzilut, I need a Olam Hazeh. Olam is called Olam Hazeh, that's what we see, it's kind of an illusion part, in order to be able to execute what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, well, when we use the form in the content that we say Yetzirah, yes, but we have to understand it a little bit deeper than that. It's not just say, okay, the form. It's the whole idea. The whole tikkun is Olam Atzilut. It's not only the formation. Everything is in Olam Atzilut because we say Hakol Bechokhma Asita. Now, if we know that the idea comes that at this point everything is okay, Malchut is receiving his light, Zerampin receiving his light, what's the problem? The problem is that there is no desire for movement, because both of them are receiving from the same source. Malchut comes, we know the idea, as we read here, and says there can't be two. No, one king, one keter, but two receiving from the same keter. Cannot. Why? Because who's going to be the cause? If the source is the same. So what Bina said to Malchut, that you reduce yourself and receive your light from Zerampin. Now, we call these two Lema'et, to mi'ut, to reduce. Now, what that means? It says it is shevira. This action is a shevira. It says what that means? It says it's like a mavet. It says, what do you mean by mavet? It means when something has to reduce himself, that means you have to get rid of certain light that you have, reduce yourself, and this way it's called nefila, and nefila means mavet. Let's understand what it means. Now, let's go here for a second. I want to read a section. It says, "Betechila haita malchut gadol kemo zerampin." Malchut was exactly like zerampin. "Vekatrega sherasta lishlot bilvada." She wanted to be the king alone. Venemala and came and said to her, Lichi v'me'ati et atzmech. Go and reduce yourself. Lareded le'olam abriya. Lareded le'olam abriya. From where to go down? He says from olam atzilut. Who is talking? This is Malchut of Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut says, Ruk, you cannot give me the same light as you give to the Zerampin. So, what the Keter is telling her, says, okay, you reduce yourself and you go control the lower world called Bria. Okay? Vesham Tashlot, and there you will be the governor. V'hainu nekuda ha-malchut she-nasta le-keter be-olam ha-briya. Now, what he's talking about? Look at the 10 sefirot shel olam ha-tzilut. How this 10 sefirot became? We said very simple, the light or yashar goes until it reaches the malchut of ha-tzilut. And malchut of ha-tzilut does what? Creates an Or Chozer. And this Or Chozer has a Koma of Chokhmah. That means it has a Ser Sefirot, but Keter is concealed inside these Chokhmah. All we understand this? Now, Malchut itself, Malchut of Atzilut, has Eser Sefirot. Correct? And this Malchut of Atzilut as well has a Or Chozer, correct?
Yes.
Has a Or Chozer. And this Or Chozer caused all the Or Chozer that is in the whole system. Now, what the system is telling, Malchut says, reduce yourself. That means 9 sefirot of the Malchut, 9 sefirot after Keter, not the Keter, but 9 sefirot after the Keter to reduce itself. What do you mean to reduce itself? No, I'm sorry. Here, I did for you correct. Here you have Malchut of Atzilut, which is Eser Sefirot. Here you have the rest from Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod of Olam Atzilut. All this is Olam Atzilut. Okay? This is what we are calling here. I wrote here Zerampin, but Chokhmah Bina is inside of it. Now, here it comes. It says, reduce yourself. Here has Eser Sefirot. That means Malchut of Malchut, which is here, it says, I want to govern. It says, okay, it's all this light that you have, these 9 lights that above you, to go back to Olam Atzilut, and you go down to Olam Briah and govern it. What that means? Follow. This Koma, these lights that come up to Zerampin of Atzilut, what remains here?
Empty.
What is this emptiness? Those are the Kelim.
Those emptiness.
Isn't this Or Chozer?
Making the Kli.
Isn't this Or Chozer? So you have here 9 sefirot that they had Or Yashar in them. The Or Yashar left back to Zerampin,
right.
Zerampin of Atzilut, and only remain 9 sefirot of Or Chozer, empty of light. But the light once upon time was inside here,
left
an impression, right?
Absolutely.
Now, this 9 Or Chozer is the one that Ovrim Derech Masach and creating 9 Sefirot of Olam Briah. And this Malchut of Atzilut, it has a light, the original light. This one, Bokea. This one makes a Bekia. Overrules the Masach, does not obey, this light comes and becomes Atik of Olam Briah. 9 other Sefirot are the light of what? Or Chozer of Malchut of Atzilut. Where are the light of Malchut of Atzilut, these 9? Back in with the Zerampin of Atzilut. That's why he says to Malchut, you go down, but 9 light is missing in you. There is a chisaron in you. And you can only receive this 9 light from where? From Zerampin of Atzilut. When? On Shabbat. On Shabbat, that this Malchut that became Atik Yomin of Olam Atzilut, Olam Briah, and correct, on Shabbat comes back here and receives its 9 lights. But these 9 lights that now it receives is a different light, is not the same light. This is called Mem Hei Chadash. We're going to study. This is essentially the most important part of a study of the whole Kabbalah. How from here we transit here. As soon as we know this, we know all the olamot. That how we go from here to the here. Now go back here. I want... Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. You're saying that nine sefirot.
The lights.
Right.
It's lights.
I know. But wait. You're saying that it's from the Malchut itself alone. Not the nine sefirot.
No. Not the rest of the Atzilut. The Zerampin of Atzilut stays in the Zerampin of Atzilut. The light of Malchut of Atzilut, nine of them.
Right.
Nine of them, they go up to Zerampin, remain in the Zerampin. What goes down? Only the Or Chozer, no? And the Or Chozer.
Because the nine...
That means the nine Keilim. Now, what happens?
But wait.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to say. So if I wanted to ask you, what makes the Bekia, the...
Only the Malchut of Malchut.
The Malchut of Malchut. And what gives him, allows him to do this? Because he's giving up, departing those... nine lights above him.
Because it reduced itself.
Reduced itself.
Right. Now, this way, we're going to very soon understand what is Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon. Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon. That's where it's going to teach us what it means.
And when it says that this is the Malchut that goes down and becomes the Atik for the next phase.
Yeah, that's right. Only Malchut of Atzilut, which is only a Nekuda, only a point. Remember, it's only a nekuda. This is only a nekuda. How many nekudot you got here?
Nine above it.
This nine, they are empty.
Right.
Only this one has its own light. Because we said, Akol bechokhmah sita, that means all the sefirot got chokhmah, including Malchut of Atzilut.
But only by becoming empty, you make the vessel.
It's first nine. Now they are Keilim.
Right.
Now, because this Keilim over Ibur, this is the Ibur, over Derech HaMasach, over Derech HaMasach, this Or Chozer, how does it go down here? We said there is a Masach between Olam Atzilut and Bria. So this nine light, nine Keilim, Or Chozer, we call it Or Chozer, they do Mina Uba. You remember what is Mina Uba? Okay, in order to understand it in our level, go to your, you catch an idea. Mm-hmm. Isn't that Atzilut?
Absolutely. It's a spark.
Where do you catch the idea?
In
your head?
In your head.
Is there anywhere else? Now, what your head does? What your head does? Makes a, we said Mina Uba. What it is that is sending down?
It's both Or
Chozer
and
Or Yashar. Now, the Or Yashar of the nine Sefirot, they remain in Zerampin.
Well, here in this case, yes.
In but all cases.
But when we read it, you know,
here we go now.
No.
In you, there is Adam Kadmon, which is Galgalta. There is Atzilut, there is Bria, there is Yetzirah, there is Asiya, in Adam. We are looking at Adam, at a complete Adam. There is Atzilut in Adam. There is Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya in Adam. So the first part, the Rosh, is your Atzilut. It's where you catch an idea. Don't you? Yes. When you catch, what do you catch? You catch Eser Sefirot. Now the Malchut says, I want to rule. He says, no problem. Give back the lights. You give back the light to Atzilut. Leave it in Atzilut. The idea is still in your head. Nothing is done. You want only to create. What you do? You make a Mina Uba. That means you send Derech HaMasach. There is a Masach. Your Garon is a Masach. What is, isn't it? I mean, it goes through something. It's over. And the first thing that is connects to what? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet is your body. But that's why we say it goes Derech Masach. Over, there is a avera, your garon, your throat is a avera, over, this over, and goes derech, lower world. What is your lower world? Your goof. Which is a start from where? Chesed gevurah tiferet. Does it receive all the chokhmah that it catched? Your body. No, it's not. What it receives? Follow.
It becomes an atik.
Malchut of malchut becomes atik. What is atik? Atik is the kots.
Right.
It's not all of it. It's only a point.
It's a spark of it.
Only a point. Now, the rest is... The rest of the Sefirah in Ebriah is what? It's the Or Chozeh that you created in the Olam Atzilut, and it has left impression now. It's only an impression of what it was in your head. Now, what is Malchut of... Where is Malchut of Adam Kadmon?
At the end of the Sefirah.
Where?
In our body.
You see, here we go. When you say Adam Kadmon, you are looking at who? At one Adam. With the head, with the body, and legs.
It contains the other.
You cannot look any other way. When you say Olam Adam Kadmon, you are talking at one Adam. When you take Olam Atzilut, you are talking about the same Adam, but the Koma of Chokhmah. When you say Adam Olam Asiya or Olam Hazeh, it's the same Adam.
But the way we talk about it here is as if from Atzilut to Bria, this is something new happened that allowed Bria.
Of course. Absolutely. But the point is that the atik of Olam Adam Kadmon is Ein Sof. I don't have no idea what it is. It's the Rosh. Remember, every Olam we said is from the Peh of the Olam Elyon. It does not include the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, the Chokhmah Bina Da'at, that means the Rosh of Olam Elyon. It's only from the Peh down. What is from Peh down? Here there is no Sefirah. Garon doesn't have a Sefirah. So it's from Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. That's why here it says, Be'olam HaBriya Ein Berosh Arichampin Ela Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Baruch Hashem Sheigata. Yes.
Changing is the masach.
Absolutely. As soon as you understand this transformation from Ein Sof, which is Atzilut, to Olam Bria, we are done. Everywhere else is the same. Everywhere else is this is the pattern. Now let's do.
But this that you said, we can apply this in our life, and it's just so much.
Yes. Relax. Stay here.
Adam Kadmon to Atzilut also, or Chozer is the only thing that passes through, or Yashar passes through as well.
Of course, there is no receiving, we said, after Tzimtzum Aleph, unless there is an Or Chozer. Of course.
Yeah, but
so there is like the same thing with Me'ati yourself also happening at that level.
Now, we haven't studied the five partsufim of Olam Kadmon. We haven't yet studied how this happened. We know more or less from before, yes, what happened. Five partsufim came, Galgalta, Ein Bet, Sag, Mem Hei Ben. Those is important to understand what happened, but what we are talking is Adam Kadmon is totally what? Is Keter, is Ein Sof. So it's, don't bother your mind in knowing exactly what happened in there. I don't have no idea what happened in the head of Hashem. The only way that I will have any understanding is from Olam Atzilut and down, and just make references what happens in the seed level, the Keter level, Adam Kadmon level, that causes Atzilut to be what it is. Remember, Keter is concealed in Or Chochmah. Now, let's hear to read again. But Olam HaBriya, where is your book? But Olam HaBriya, Ein Berosh Arichampin Ela Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Bilvad VeChaser Keter Chochmah Bina. What again means? We know that there are five parts of him in Olam Atzilut. There is Atik, which is the Kotz. There is Arichampin. And we said, what is the difference between Ketz, Kotz, and Arichampin? We said there is a Tohu, there is the Vohu. In Tohu, there is the element of above and below, and there are no four phases in it. Vohu is when, which is the Ne'atzel, that has the four phases within it.
So Tohu is Atik and Bohu is...
Both of them are Keter. We said in Keter there are two aspects.
Right.
Now, follow very simple. This is in the what? To understand what Keter means. Now, here it comes, it says to go, the Keter is really Atik Yomin. What is Arichampin? Arichampin is that four phases that it is potentially in Atik, now it is defined in Parzuf Arichampin. Then after Arichampin is Abba Ve'ima, after Abba Ve'ima is Zon. He says those are the five parts of him. We have to face five parts of him. He says, let's understand the Arichampin. Arichampin does not have Chochmah Bina. The Gimel Rishonim is missing. Why? Because it's Olam Bria. What is Olam Bria? It's created by Koma Bet. That means Bechinat Bet. That means Avyut. Bet, that means the Or Chozer God comes till how far? The Or Chozer comes only till Bina. That means what is including Bina becomes Keter. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod becomes after the Keter. So the Keter stays Bina, and the from there on, Arichampin becomes what? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. So that's why he says, follow. That Be'olam Abriya Ein Berosh Arichampin. The Rosh of Arichampin, its Koma, it starts from Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. We don't have, we cannot touch into the Gar. Come down here, let's read it again. So there will be a review for you too. Let's go to Gimel. Yeah. He says...
Let's review what you just said and digest it and then go.
But trust me that this is what I want to do, to digest it. Okay. Go Gimel. Bekia. What is Bekia? By the way, Bekia is the word Yaakov. Remember this all the way, because then you understand what this Yaakov did, what Yaakov went to Yabok. Because the word Yabok, the Ma'var Yabok, is in the name of Bekia.
So when you...
That's Hay of Malchut. Ha Bekia, that's the Hay of Malchut. But we will realize the Bekia. Bekia is written both with Hay and without the Hay. You don't even pronounce it, but this Bekia is for purpose of making the Hey Acharon. Bekia Pirush. What is the meaning of Bekia? Bekia means, in the literal meaning, it's when it spears, when it goes through a limit without getting affected. to piercing into. It says hitgabrut or al gvul shebemasach. It says there is a masach, and this masach puts gvulim, and it goes through this gvulim limits without being affected. Overruling this.
You know why? Because he let the nine sefirot to leave.
No, hold on. Here we go. You follow what I am asking here. Let this mind to go. Don't stop this mind. You stop it, it leaves it. I know what I want to say, but when it gets cut off, then I lose it completely. Now, בקיאה פירושו התגברות האור גבול שבמסך ואינו משכיח על כוח העיכוב שבו. והוא פורץ ועובר ומאיר גם מלמטה ממסך. That means there is a מסך that says a certain light not to go through. It has גבולים and this גבול does not allow these lights to go through. When there is a בקיאה, that means it does not obey the rules and goes through. What? The or, not the כלי. The or. It says, Pirush hitgabrut ha-or. What that means? You have a certain desire comes to you. You say, no, 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 no. Finally, the desire is so strong, you say, okay. Okay? That's Bekia. Who hitgaber? The light hitgaber. Which one is stronger, Masach or the light? The light. The light can keep on push. Finally you break. So he says, this is a Bekia. Now, again, let's go back. Malchut HaFasilut has a koma.
Of Chochma.
Hakol b'Chochma Asita. Eser Sefirot HaFasilut has all Chochma, including Malchut of Chochma. We said, Zerampin HaFasilut, Malchut HaFasilut, both of them receiving light, from Bina. Bina becomes, therefore, Keter, Zerampin, Vemalchut. Because at the beginning, both Zerampin, Vemalchut received their light from Bina. Malchut comes, says, listen, cannot be two kings with one Keter, which is Bina. So, Bina told to Malchut, you reduce yourself. And go govern the lower world. Malchut of Atzilut. God rid of nine of its sefirot. We said the light goes to the Zerampin of Atzilut. And what it remains is the Malchut of Atzilut. Nine Or Chozer, because it was the Or Chozer that captured the Or light. Or Chozer of what? Or Chozer of Malchut of Atzilut, and when the light of Malchut of Atzilut, nine sefirot of it, goes back to Zerampin, this Or Chozer that remains here, those are the Ke'ilim without the lights. Now these Ke'ilim, they make Mina Uba, and they go and they become Dugma'ot Be'olam Bria. Let's go to the following. On page 127, I am in Or Pnimi, and I am on the third paragraph, and it reads the following. Lefikach, yesh lefanenu lahavchin bezivug da'aka'a haniskal lemala. What zivug da'aka'a? That means as soon as the light of Chochma in Atzilut comes, makes a zivug da'aka'a b'masach of Atzilut. There is a masach that doesn't allow that the Or of Atzilut to go to any lower. There is a masach. He says, Bet Bechino, two things happens here. After Zivug Daka, Havchana Aleph, the first phase, Hu Asher HaMasach Hitgaber Al HaOr VaHichziro LeMakomo. That means this masach create Or Chozer, and got its own light and send it up in order to make Libush on 9 Sefirot that is above it. That means the Or Yashar was captured by the Or Chozer of Malchut of Atzilut, which is Koma of Gimel Chochma. Shebezen nasa Or Chozer, Libush al Dalet Bichinut, Shebi'ar aleinu mimata lemala. Asher mikoach ze, from this energy, hitrachev hamalchut, expanded the malchut, le'eser sefirot mineya ubeya. We said, you first receive eser sefirot, because it has to become complete, and then eser sefirot shel rosh makes mineya ubeya, comes down. How? Mineya ubeya, mimasach valemata. Mineya ubeya, mimasach velemata, beofe. Which way? Asher kol eser sefirot sheyatzu mimasach velemala, eser sefirot that is above this malchut, there is a malchut, eser sefirot that is above this malchut, hitnotzetzu he'eratam, hitnotzetzu. What it means, hitnotzetzu? How do you create nitzutz? Because of the zivug daka. And he says, hitnotzetzu he'aratam. So, what is this nitzutz? It's the Or Chozer. What is it? It's only a he'ara, a spark. Gam mimasach velemata. So, in reality, from Atzilut to below, what it goes? Only the Or Chozer that was created by the Malchut of Atzilut. Only the Or Chozer. Where the light is gone. The light has gone back and stayed in Atzilut. Yeah. Follow, if you don't understand this, please keep me till I explain this section.
Also the Or Chozer of the 9 above it.
No, they stayed. Because Or Chozer belongs to who? This is the first aspect of the Zivug Haka, belongs to Malchut. Malchut of Atzilut.
No, the 9 above it.
The 9 above it as well. The Or Chozer of it, the Libush that you created, the stays. The Or Yashar inside lives. That's to Me'ati yourself. To Me'ati yourself, it says here, you received 9 Sefirot from Atzilut. This 9 Sefirot of Atzilut, the Or Yashar, leave it and go down with what you got, what is yours, and rule.
Follow,
please. Asher mikoach ze hitrachev malchut minea ubeya masach lemata beofen. Asher kol eser sefirot sheyasu mimasach velemala, eser sefirot that was from the masach, hitnotzetzu, he'eratam, gam mimasach velemata, vahitchimu dugmatan shama. Now, hichtimu, what is hichtimu? Stamped. Not actually the sefira from Atzilut went down. Went a nitzutz, a ha'ara, because we said when there is a light into a sefira and the light leaves, does it leave an impression? Yes. So what is this impression? It's not really what it was, but this is called the nitzutz. This impression. This impression of what it was in Olam Atzilut comes down and creates 9 sefirot of Olam Briya. And where is the Keter? The Keter is the Malchut of the Malchut of Atzilut. And what that one does? That one does a Bikia. Does not go through the Gvul, but it overrules the Gvul and goes through. And becomes Atik Yomin for Olam Briya. That means becomes Keter, Kots of Olam Briya. That nitzutz, that nekuda, one nekuda of Malchut, of Malchut, of Atzilut, becomes the Keter to the end of Olam Briya. What remains under that keter? 9 sefirot of her own Or Chozer of Olam Briya. Now, is there Chisaron in Olam Briya? Now you have to do what? Now you have an option of choice. Because what went to create Olam Briya, the 9 sefirot of Olam Briya, was only an Or Chozer, that impression of Or Chozer, of the 9 sefirot of Malchut of Atzilut. Where is this light of this 9 sefirot of Olam Briya? There are in Atzilut. Can ever she receive this?
Yes.
Not that. Because while she had the same light that is stayed in Zerampin, she came and she said that, look, not two kings can have the same keter. Now, therefore, it requires a new light. A new light to fulfill the Briya. That's, hold on to here. Let's go back here. Again. He says, Asher mikoach ze hitrachva hamalchut la'eser sefirot mina ubeya umasach olemata ubeofen asher kol la'eser sefirot yasu mimasach velemala hitnotzitzu he'eratan gam mimasach velemata v'chit חיתנו דוגמתן שמה ממעלה למטה כנזכר למעלה. וזהו הבחינה א' בזיווג דקה. This is one thing that happens in the זיווג דקה. Now, what is the second aspect? הוא אותה חלק מאור העליון שבקע. You see without hey. בקע, בקיעה. בקע ושיבר את המסך. That's what we call Shevirat Kelim. And trust me, we understand this Shevirat Kelim. You got the rest done. Now, this we call Shevirat Kelim. But nothing broke. He says, no, when there is a Yerida, when something goes from one level to Yerida, it's like a Mavet, it's like a Shevira. Because you are losing. It's not the same. It's called Mavet. This is called Mavet. He says, "Va'avar lemata mimasach bili ezrat ad or chozer, bili ezrat chozer." That means the rest of it they came with the ezra of or chozer. All this impression they came down because of the or chozer of malchut of atzilut. That or chozer belonged to whom? Who created that or chozer? Malchut of atzilut. So that Or Chozer came and gave the impression, dugmatan, a dugma, a light of itself, to create non sefirot of Olam Briya. Ela bichinat atzmuto mamash. That means this is atzmut. This is the essence. Dahainu kemevua la'al shechelek ze nikra nekuda de malchut ha'elyon. Nekuda, it's only a nekuda. Now, what did you do? Rosh Chanukah. That was the nekuda. When did you get this nekuda? Rosh Hashanah. Now, what are you doing to this nekuda? You are bringing 9 lights. Slowly, slowly. Because first time when the light came in, she came and she said, hey, not to king. This. So that means that light was not good. She couldn't handle the light. Because if she was able to handle the light, she would accept what the Creator gave her. Because she mekatreg, she said, okay, reduce yourself. You go and get it from now on, you get the light from Zerampin. What kind of a light? A different light. Because the original light she couldn't handle. That's why we call Shevira. If she was able to handle it, you couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle both of us to be king. That means I cannot handle it. To both of us to be king. So the light that it is within me right now is not good. It's giving me not to unite with this king and to become one king. So he says, no problem. Now you go get your light. Leave your light with him. Go under him and receive a light that you are able to continue and go do the lower work. So he says, O Malchut de Malchut HaElyon, Shebitla HaGvula. Bitla et HaGvula. What means? Which Gvul? This Gvul. Shebitel. Velo Hisiga Klal Al Koach HaIkuf Shememasach Vehven Etev. And this is, you have to understand, that the only thing that go went from Atzilut, the only thing that went from Atzilut, which is Ensof, to Olam Bria, is only one Nekuda. Only one Nekuda. And that Nekuda became Atik Yomin, that Nekuda became Kotz, that Nekuda became Keter of Bria. And what is the rest of the Bria? Just empty impression. Of what? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Because we said, after Olam Atzilut, we're dealing with how many Sefirot?
Nine.
Yes, everything is complete, ten. But the Koma is only Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Our problem is only Zerampin v'Malchut. Only we have to deal with Zerampin v'Malchut. Only we have to deal with Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Now, we said, what is the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet? It's a Masach. Now, follow me here. Do you capture an idea? That's your Atzilut. What is your Atzilut? Your head. That's your Machshava. That's your Chokhmah. Has Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. That means the idea comes, you say, ah, got it. What you got, that's your Or Chozer. What did you capture? Eser Sefirot. An idea. A Chokhmah. Now you do Mina Uba. What is Mina Uba? There is a Masach here. Why this light that came to your Rosh didn't go to your heart as well? Why? Because there is a Masach here. Doesn't let it go down. There is your lips come close. Doesn't let anything to go down. You can close your nose, not let anything to go down. Now, here you do Minauba. You send what you received. It says, only what you send down is what? One point. And Eser Sefirot Shel only Or Chozer, impression of Or Chozer. What it means? That means what is your Or Chozer? Is the capacity that you can capture the light. The Koma that you can capture the light. So that Koma only makes Mina Uba, what means that Eser Sefirot turns around and goes, creates the goof. And what only one point? Only one point comes down in order to develop lehitrachev that nine impressions. Now, what your heart feels? Why do you want to create? Where is your creation really? It's from your heart. Isn't this your right hand is chesed? So your creation starts from Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Right hand, left hand, Tiferet. And here is there is another Masach. So the Masach of your body is where?
The Masach of the body
is your Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. This is En Sefira. This is Ibur.
But if we say that Esa Sefirot is the Rosh, is the Atzilut.
There is a...
And the Masach is here, it's not here.
Right, but it has to go la'avor. That's why it says it's over derech Masach. Over. There is the Ibur. Who controls here? There are three pipes. Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaTavchim, Sar HaOfim. And the Kasho Oref, Zeferon. Before they get to Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. So who finally controls the Garon? Yosef. Yosef becomes the controller of Garon. That's why Yosef goes higher than Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. Now this is the Ibur. Why? Why God put this one? Why didn't make it a straight without a problem in between? Because, let's read here. Im, let's go to page 126 and let's look at Dalet. בתחילה הייתה מלכות גדול כמו זרמפין, וכתרגה שרצתה לשלוט בלבדה. ונאמר לה, לכי ומעטי את עצמך. לרדת לעולם הבריאה, ושם תשלוט. היינו, נקודה המלכות, שנעשתה לכתר בעולם הבריאה. היי, בעת האימיות, the moment that it reduced itself, נסתלק, תת ספירות התחתונות ממלכות ועלו לשורש לזרמתי. Nine of those sefirot הסתלקו, the light left, and came to the Zerampin of Atzilut. ואם תת ספירות המלכות מסתלקות מחכמת פגם התחתונים. Now, why God created this? He said, listen, when I'm going to give you only nine impressions, only one light, but nine emptiness, now you feel the chisaron. And because you feel the chisaron, now you're going to make a move. Because you're going to fulfill your chisaron. And because you're going to make a move, you have a choice. Where is the light in order to complete you is above you. Now you have a choice. Either you make a pagam, you go toward the klipa, or you make an avera. What is the avera? What it means, avera? That right. That means you take something ve'ma'avir it to something wrong. You become the avera. You get the light. You are able to receive the light to fulfill yourself. Right. If you have a chisaron in your heart, you can fulfill yourself, but you have a choice to fulfill it correctly or to fulfill it and give it to klipa. That's why it says ve'im tet sefirot de malchut mistalkot michachmat pagam hatachtonim. That means now God created the possibility that there is a mistake. You can make a mistake. As einan olim lezerampin, your delight does not go back to zerampin, because I already captured the light. I have the choice either to leave the light leshem shamayim, that means to do everything leshem shamayim, or no, do it for sake of the klipa. It goes, so therefore it goes עולה לזרמפין, אלא נופל לקליפות. כמו שנקודת המלכות דאצילות יורד ונעשתה כסר לבריאה, כך הוא בכל עולם ועולם. בסיבת מלכות דעליון, הנעשה כתר לתחתון, מתקשרים העולמות זה בזה. That means מלכות of the עולם עליון, becomes a keter to Olam Tachton, and the other nine sefirot are what? The other nine sefirot are impression of the Or Chozer that was created in the Rosh of Olam Elyon. Why? Because we said that each Olam Tachton only reaches the Peh of Olam Elyon. So that means the Bria only captures from Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Shel, Olam, Atzilut.
That's why I call it Keter
Chokmah. Still, the Koma is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, but still has, always remember, Eser Sefirot. Yeah. When we call by Sefirot, we say Keter Chokmah Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. Whenever there is no Sefirot, We're calling it Chokhmah, four phases, is Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Vemalchut. Now, let's ask question, let's do it, and we will do so many times till we see this transition, that how really Malchut of Atzilut, that's why we say Neshamot of Israel comes from where? Malchut of Atzilut. The light of Israel is originally was still remained in the Zerampin of Atzilut. Now, what was the problem with that light? The problem was that it caused Shevira. Why it caused Shevira? Because there was not the concept of unity. It was not concept of Echad. That's why Israel is important to come here and say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, to create this Echad together.
When I hear it like this, that means up to this point that's what happened. But isn't it true that when God created Adam, there was correction there, and then the fact that Hawa was face to face was correction of that, and then after the sin, again this thing.
Bravo!
So there is a,
that's exactly what it is. Now, this Shevira that you are talking about, this Shevira that you are talking about, it's coming to the next part, and unfortunately I didn't get to go through it, is exactly when Adam becomes at first Achor Ba'achor, then it becomes Panim Be'Panim, he sins, that's the Shevira, he gets out of. He says, oh, you cannot rule anymore in Gan Eden. Get out of Gan Eden, and it throws him out. That's exactly what we are talking here. You are absolutely correct. That's why it's so important to understand how the light went through what Gvulim. He says, what are the Gvulim that the light had to go through in order to create Bria? What is the Masach that's between Atzilut and Bria?
What is the Masach?
Yeah. What's the Masach? What's Masach? We said, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, is the Masach that is between, here it is, Atzilut, look at always Atzilut, is your Rosh.
Right.
Bria is from the Peh till your Chazeh,
right,
which is your heart, included and the rest.
Okay.
And then after Bria Yetzirah is the formation is to your belly.
Right.
And from belly down is the Olam Asiya.
Right.
It's always remember this. It makes the life much easier. Mm-hmm. Now, from head to go into heart, okay, God created a Ibur here,
right,
called Garon. That's where the Over. That's the Ma'va. That you got a cross to go. And he says, okay, you can only go down in order to. In order to go down, she has to leave the lights up here. Arechampin, bravo.
Because of the way you explained it, can we think of it as Atik being the Igul and then Arech being a Kaf?
That's why we say Atik is the Kots. Now, we said Bohu is the four phases, right? So Bohu is Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. Four phases. Always four phases is Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. So Bohu, which is Arechampin, is four phases. Tohu is what? Is the Kots.
But that would be like a...
But both of them are considered Keter.
Can we look at it as Igul and Kav?
Of course. What is Chesed? What is Chesed? Isn't this Chesed? If becomes the Gar of Arechampin is what? What is Gar of Arechampin? What is the Gimel Rishonim of Arechampin? Of Arechampin, of Bria. Arechampin of Bria. Give me the Gar of Arechampin of Bria. How many Sefirot, what Koma Sefirot it has? Give me Ket, bravo, which one they are?
Keter, Chachma, Bina.
Which one they are? In Arichampin, which one they are? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet.
That's what I said. Then if you say,
bravo, Arichampin, we said this consists, that is miss the Gar, doesn't have the Gar. Arichampin is the four phases. It's only Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, Vemalchut. Now, what is the Chochma Bina Tiferet of, or Chochma Bina Da'at, or Keter Chochma Bina of Arichampin? Keter is Chesed, Chochma is Gevurah, Tiferet is Bina. So the Gimel Rishonim of Arichampin are the Masach. Now, what this Or Chozer Koma did?
It's the coverage.
It covered. It made the Levush. For how much? When it's Bichinat Bet, it covered the Koma Bina. So, if it covered Koma Bina, then Bina becomes what? It's Keter. And what are the Sefirot after the Keter? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. In Olam Atzilut, there were one Keter, but two Ketzavot. Six Ketzavot for Malchut, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet of Malchut, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzachot Yesod of Zerampi.
In Atzilut, it was not there?
Yes. Zon. What is your lowest part of body? Isn't it Malchut?
Yes.
Malchut, always we said, the Malchut of Malchut always is the Keter of Olam Tachton. Now, which means, when Or Ein Sof started, it was a Keter, right? Or Ein Sof, somewhere was the Keter of the whole thing.
Right.
Anir Rishon. When it came Atik Yomin, which is the Keter of Bria, Ani Acharon. Because after that, it's not Ein Sof.
Yeah, but if we consider our body as Adam Katmon and the Atzilut being the head and
right.
All, moving all the way down,
right.
We're supposed to go from below to above. Opposite of the creation direction that
Rabbi is talking
about.
First in Olam Atzilut.
Why?
Because there is no movement that starts before you're thinking.
But then you are not really moving from at the end point to the
Here we go again. The always
from the bottom
the action finally starts from the bottom above. But first the thinking. But already when your mind thinks, doesn't your feet realizes? Already reacts? Isn't the mind gets reaction of everybody? The first Chochmah that came, we said, Hakol b'Chochmah sita. That Chochmah reaches all the way till Malchut of your feet. That goes. As soon as you feel a pain anywhere. Doesn't your mind transfer it to all your body and all your body knows? That's the first Chochmah. The point is, right now we have to start to realize that we are not connected to Gar. Always we have to deal with Zerampin and Malchut. There is no Gar. After Bria, there is no Gar. Only there is Gar, Keter Yitnu, is on Shabbat. There is no other Gar. Yamei Chol, that means Chol. It doesn't have no Gar. It's no Gar. That's why we deal Sheshet Yamim, six Ketzavot. Remember that Zerampin in Atzilut has six Ketzavot, and Malchut in Atzilut has six Ketzavot. And both of them received from same Keter. And who is the Keter? Is Bina. That is your 13 midot rachamim, by the way, because this is how it starts. Bina becomes the El, and then 6 ketzavot is for Zerampin, 6 ketzavot is for Malchut.
The hands are part of Zerampin, the arms, the hands.
Of course.
Okay. So,
bravo.
What we are saying is that the feet are part of Malchut, and they're going to be Malchut. The correction is not there. We need to work with
No, the correction starts from where? From the Brit up. From Brit up. From Brit up. That's why it's from the below up. It's a start. First is Brit. Yosef is first, makes the tikkun of the Brit.
So that's where the beginning correction is.
Of course. And then he came to the Brit of the mouth, and then that's how he controlled Pharaoh and the Sarah Tabachim. He controlled the Ibur. So that's why Yaakov was able to come, the 17 nation was able to come to go into the domain of Mitzrayim to start the Tikkun. But always they had to deal with Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Those are the Gvulim. And what are those Gvulim? Each one is Kad, 24. Each one is a Kad, a vessel. Abraham is Kad. Yitzchak is Kad. Tiferet is a Kad. Together, 72. That is your 72 names. 72 Shorashim. 70, huh? Kad means vessel. Kad means vessel. Kad, yeah. Half dalek. Bravo! Why do you put the tefillin? In order to make the Ibur, not Derech Mitzrayim, to make the Ibur Derech Kedusha. You bring it down. You don't go through throat, because you know the throat here, the Yetzer Hara sitting there. Unless you are a tzaddik, this is always going to twist your atzilut. It's only an impression. It's only a dugma that comes minauba. It's not the real Or Chozer. It's not the Or Yashar. The Or Yashar is Talek. When? You captured it. It's a nitzutz. That means it's a spark and psst, it goes away. So what is left is only an impression. So what minauba goes down? What creates the Bria? Only an impression of what was captured in absolute. Only there is one point that you can build upon. One point. And that is in the courts, in the Keter. It's not in the Sefirot are empty. All the time you feel empty. Do you ever, you open your eyes, you are empty. You need. We have, how many otot we have? 3 ot. Bravo. Ot tefillin, ot brit, and ot shabbat. Bravo. Here you created the 4 phases. The 4 phases bring you to completion. But it starts with emptiness, with only a point. When you say, Lahavdil bein kodesh lechol, that means what you're doing? You're bringing that one spark from the kodesh into chol. It's called neshama yetira. He says, why is the neshama yetira leaves? Because there is a staklut of or. There is a, it stays and slowly it leaves. So you do in the Hanukkah. You bring slowly. Now you created a vessel. You created the vessel after the Hanukkah. Now what do you have to do? We said the last name, V'ahavta et Adonai. V'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha. That's Kahat. Kahat is the 8th name in the 72 name. That's Kahat is 425. You take Purim, you take Hanukkah, it's 425. And what's the purpose of Kahat? Is to destroy Amalek. From now, Hanukkah, now you have to take the Amalek out of this. It says, until you don't take Zecher of Amalek. What is Zecher of Amalek? It's that aspect of impression that caused not unity. What Amalek does? it creates separation. It creates doubt. That's separation. From now, Hanukkah, all the way to Purim, my duty is to cleanse this point that I filled up with Eser lights in order to get all the Pagamim out, in order to Nisan to see Nisim. Because Nisan is Nisim. And that's why I do halachot shel cleansing of the keilim. Which keilim? That I created between finalized Hanukkah until Purim.
And the ninth of yours that I gave to Klipot.
And those that I ma'avir, not l'shem shamayim, I'm going to ma'avir it to Klipa. Now get my light, first I have to get rid of all the averot that I made, get rid of the Klipot, and then after I got the Klipot, now take the nitzutzim and give them aliyah on Shabbat in order to unite what ever that broke down. And this way, I complete the Olam Atzilut. Every time I give an aliyah from Briah on Shabbat, I give the Nitzutzim aliyah to go up, I complete this Atzilut, which is the Tikkun HaOlam. And this is the beginning of understanding, again, we say, remember, in Atzilut, Malchut has Vav Ketzavot, Zerampin has Vav Ketzavot, and they have a Keter, right? The Keter is considered El, Rachum v'Chanun Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed 6 is Ketzavot of Zerampin. Ve'emet is Nekuda Emtzayi, is that Yuli between them, and they are 6: Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseh Avon Pesha v'Chata v'Nake, 6 below. That's why the first 6 is all chasadim. Rachum v'chanun erech apayim. Rav chesed. The 6 below is notzer chesed. Notzer, nitzutz. Notzer chesed, la'alafim. Nose avon, it keeps your avonot. V'chata v'nake. Pesha v'chata v'nake. That's your 13 midah. And that's to understand, that's why we said, you on Shabbat, what... we don't have time. Shir lachem Shabbat shalom. This took me... Listen to the Tuesdays, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to...